An anonymous writer wrote this: "Sometimes silence is not golden, it's just yellow." I'll let that sink in for just a moment. It's just yellow. Are we silent when we need to be saying something? When we need to be talking? Does that say that we are yellow? Are we ashamed? Are we acting cowardly in some way? Romans 1:16, Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul talked about the idea of being ashamed. Do you get the idea when you read that? I don't think Paul's just boasting, saying, "Well, I'm not ashamed." But there must have been those who needed that encouragement, maybe needed that wake up, that reminder that we need to be speaking up. We need to be standing up for Christ. And so a couple of these areas in which we might be ashamed. And thinking about Paul's words there in Romans 1:16, where he says, "I'm not ashamed of," obviously the gospel, the death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that system of faith whereby man is saved today, are we ashamed of it? Are we talking about it with others? Do we stand up for it when we hear others preaching something false? Are we ashamed of Christ, our Savior, the only begotten Son of the Father sent to die for us? Are we ashamed of Him? Are we ashamed of Jehovah as our Creator? There's a lot of people that clamor about with ideas of evolution and so forth. Are we standing up for God as our Creator? Are we standing up? Are we ashamed of the Church of Christ? The church that we read about there in Scripture, in fact, which Christ shed His blood, Acts 20, verse 28. Are we ashamed of loving one another? In John 13, we're reminded that it is by our love one to another that the world will know that we are the disciples of Christ. I'm not ashamed of helping, encouraging, teaching, singing, worshiping, in other words, praying. Are we ashamed of heaven? Any of those topics might give us pause when we're especially in public, when we hear those stand up against those very topics which we know to be true. I think about Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus made this statement, Matthew 10, 32, 33. "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." And then Mark 8 and verse 38. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." That which also Paul mentions in the letter to the church at Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9. Christ will come again. Will we be ashamed of him? Maybe more importantly, will he be ashamed of us? We shouldn't take these things lightly. You might think, okay, well, that's just the preacher's idea. He's just trying to pump us up so that we'll go out and talk about Christ. Yeah, that may be part of it. But the truth of the matter is, if we're not out there living this life of a Christian for others so that others can see where we stand and that we're not ashamed, then we might as well be telling the world that we are ashamed. And therefore we'll face judgment with that against us. This evening you may have a need to repent. You may have a need to ask for prayers of strength and encouragement. You may want to make changes in your life, and we're here to encourage you to do that, and here to pray with you and pray for you. Maybe it's also the case there's one this evening who's ready to put on Christ in baptism. If you believe Jesus to be the Son of God, you'd repent of sin, confess your faith in Christ, you'd be baptized to wash away your sins, and the Lord will add you to His church, Acts 2 and verse 47. You can be saved this very evening from sin. If there's a need that you have, let us know how we can help. If you'll come to the front while we stand and while we sing this song.